How on earth am I to explain any of this to my readers?
Stick to the plain facts. After all, if you take away all the witchy trappings, it's really a simple story of greed. Tinkerton pushed Giggle into murdering his master because she reckoned they had a lot to lose if Lord Wutherwood altered his will. And then she had to kill Giggle to shut him up. And you should be grateful that your charming friends escaped unscathed.
Henry's talking about getting a job.
Could that have anything to do with the little New Zealander?
Everything to do with it, I should think.
She's a courageous little party.
The Lampreys are going to be quite rich. Perhaps they'll turn over a new leaf now and become quite miserly.
That would be too much to hope for, Bathgate. I just hope that the whole experience will be a salutary lesson to them.
Well, that's all over, thank goodness. And now I think we deserve a little rest. Why don't we creep away somewhere for a holiday? Somewhere rather unsmart where we could bathe and blow away the horrors and have a tiny bit of mild gambling at night.
How about Monte Carlo? That's very unsmart nowadays.
Oh, yes, somewhere quite dull and cheap. After all, when you think of what we've been through, you're bound to agree that we must have some fun.
In A Surfeit of Lampreys by Niall Marsh, Chief Detective Inspector Allen was played by Jeremy Clyde. Detective Inspector Fox, John Baddeley. Nigel Bathgate, Nick Waring. Roberta Gray, Helen Longworth. Lord Wutherwood and Giggle, Christopher Godwin. Lady Wutherwood, Miriam Carlin. Lord Charles Lamprey, Charles Kay. Lady Lamprey, Thelma Barlow. Lady Catherine Lode, Kathleen Helm. Henry, Jonathan Forbes. Frieda, Sarah Paul. Stephen, Peter Darney. Colin, Carl Prekop. Tinkerton, Marlene Sidaway. A Surfeit of Lampreys was dramatised by Michael Bakewell. It was directed by Enid Williams for BBC Radio 4 and is published in the UK by BBC Worldwide.